Hey, everybody. Hi, how are you? This is Annette, and this is The Streaming Wars on The Digital Vibe. Glad that you could join me. Yeah. This is the second episode of Streaming Wars, and this is a bi-weekly podcast. Bi-monthly, excuse me. Did I say bi-weekly? Yeah, I might have did. Yes, this is the second episode of the Streaming Wars on the Digital Vibe podcast. Glad that you can join me as we talk about, or I should say as I talk about, and you listen to my recommendations, my suggestions, and you can recommend if you want to. Yes, you can recommend if you want to. So, but glad, yes, glad that you can join me. And for this bi-weekly podcast, and like I said, this is a second installment for the month. And by this time, you should have watched, you should have probably, if you haven't gotten your streaming service already, you should have gotten it by now, because you want to follow along with this podcast. So if you haven't gotten Disney Plus or Hulu or Netflix, which is what we're going to talk about right here today, then you need to get those, because it helps to kind of follow along, you know, kind of a sense of community. So I'm not leaving you in the dark what I'm talking about. Or you can go by a friend's house and neighbor's house, somebody like that, and watch these shows. But it's nice when you get it by yourself, so you can pop your popcorn, eat your potato chips, eat your slice of pizza in the comfort of your own home, chilling, and just binging. Okay? Binging. Constantly. So, we're going to talk about Netflix. But do I want to get into the Netflix edition of my podcast? Yes, I kind of do. But before I do that, I'd like to say, for the ladies out there, okay, I have a special edition of the Digital Vibe podcast. It's called the Woman on Woman podcast, and it's on Tuesdays. It's the last Tuesday of the month, of every month. So this way you know when to tune in. The last Tuesday of each and every month, you will be hearing me discuss with you. Hopefully you will listen and hear and get excited and think. That's what the Woman on Woman podcast is all about. It's about us as a community of women sharing our lives with each other. So the Woman on Woman podcast airs every Tuesday on the Digital Vibe podcast. You can subscribe, listen, and share on my website so you won't miss an episode. But it's the last Tuesday of each month, the Woman on Woman podcast. Well, I will share with you what we should be discussing as women. So please tune in for that. Also, when you tune in, each time I do that show, I'm going to encourage you and suggest to you to purchase a specialized course just for you that I have on sale now. And it is called the Wealth Building Series. When I first designed that series, I designed it with everybody in mind. I really did. It didn't matter. It wasn't gender specific, if you will. But as a woman, I see the need for more women to really get that course, to get it. So it's a specialized course for women. And it's a great course, and it really is about taking your life to the next level. It's really about how you think about your life, how you think about yourself, and how you see yourself in the world as a woman. And that can be a challenge today, and don't we all know that? So that is every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. And my course, The Wealth Building Series is on sale. Half price. It was $1,400, now $700. And there are those times that I will reduce it even more. Because I really want you to get that course. It's a great personal development course. And of course, done by a woman. So, Netflix. Let's jump right into the show. I know most of you should have Netflix by now, but if you don't have it, get it. It's only like about $11 or $12 a month. And if you want premium Netflix, that's a different story. Of course, the Golden Globes have already aired by this time. And so you know who the winners are. But I watched this movie, which everybody's been talking about. And if you haven't watched it, I recommend that you do. It's a really great story. True story, too. And with a credible cast of people who put it together and did it, a three-hour movie, like it wasn't even a three-hour movie. And I'm talking about The Irishman. I can't say enough about that movie. I literally had to watch it twice because, you know, sometimes when you watch something and you're reviewing it, you have to watch it again. I had to watch it again. So 6 hours of my precious time was watched on that movie. But it was 6 hours well worth it. An amazing cast of actors like Al Pacino. Robert De Niro did an amazing job. Harvey Keitel was in there like a cameo. Joe Pesci. The Italian greats, if you will. And it was about a crime boss, Jimmy Hoffa, back in the era of the 60s, JFK, Jimmy Hoffa, that was his story. And it was so well played because I didn't know much about that era. Some things I knew in bits and pieces, but it really enlightened me. And there's a thing that they call We Paint Houses. And that We Paint Houses is a book that's on sale. And it means something, but I'm going to let you watch the movie to figure out exactly what it means. Look for that phrase, We Paint Houses, because it's actually a book. Well done. Like I said, a 3-hour movie. And it didn't flinch an inch. I mean, from start to finish, it held my attention for 3 hours. So for a movie to hold anyone's attention for 3 hours, or hopefully no longer than that, is a great movie. Because it takes a lot that goes into, I cannot imagine what it takes, because I'm not an actor or an actress. But boy, it was a stellar performance. And as a matter of fact, they have a half hour after the show, after their movie that they did, and they're talking about the movie as they did it. So they're talking about them, just Al Pacino coming together with Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro and all of them sitting down at a kind of looking, you know, like a diner look, or just like sitting I don't know where they were sitting, but anyway, Netflix always also brings that to you for about a half hour, where you can stream that too. It just shows what the actors felt while they were doing the movie. And how they were nervous with the director, which is Rob Scorsese. And they said, as a matter of fact, that's one of his best films he's ever did. And, but they really kind of sat down and spoke, you know, about how difficult it was to do the movie, because it's a true story. So when you get caliber actors like those guys with a director like Scorsese, what can you say? What can you say? So, I mean, thumbs up for that movie. Literally, thumbs up. my next series is a novella. And a novella is a novel. But it's like a Latin, Latino, Spanish novel brought to Netflix. And the one that I watched, which I watched it from the very beginning because I thought the storyline was nice. Murder, mystery, whodunit, romance, betrayal, sex. Betrayal, sex. You get Altamar. A really nice adventure of two sisters who literally go on a trip from Brazil, right? From Spain to Brazil on a ship, just like the Titanic. But it didn't turn over or anything like that, you know. But from Brazil, from Spain to Brazil, and it and the things that happened in between. It's on season two. I've already done season one and two. The third one is coming up probably this year. Probably in a couple months from now, they'll drop that one. But there are two seasons already played. So you can watch those two seasons. They were really good seasons. And like I said, it's filled with murder. Like who done it? Like who? Oh God. It's really well done. The ladies look, I mean, if you were to look back at the dresses back in the 1930s and the style, oh my gosh, you see the class. I said, oh, look at that. I'd wear that. And they bring those things back too. So I looked at the outfits they were wearing. You know me, I'm going to watch the outfits. I'm looking at the outfits. I say, wow, I'd wear that. I'd buy that. I'll wear that. Because they're still trendy today. So, and the girls were gorgeous. The women are just gorgeous. Very attractive women. And, but it was well acted. And it's nice to watch foreign films. If you're not a person that watches foreign TV or foreign films or things like that, this is a great way to start. Because there's a lot of amazing foreign film directors and actors out there. I mean, if you watch TV or if you go to the movies and you know a little about what goes on in Hollywood and the different things that go on, and those people that you don't get to see until you watch the things like the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes, which just passed, then you're gonna really, you don't really realize that they are. So there's so many different cultures and countries in this world, and they have so much to offer. So I said, I'm a person that's multicultural anyway. I watch anything that's good. If it's worth my time and my listening ear, and it's well done and well acted, I'm gonna watch it. I want to make the time to watch it. So, it's a story of two sisters. And throughout this story, it's really good. All I can say is it's really good. But two sisters on a journey from Spain to Brazil on a ship. That is Altamar. So drop the first two seasons and check them out. See what other movie that I watched, but I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give too much of it away. But like I said, check out The Irishman and the After the Show on The Irishman, Altamar as a series. I mean, and of course, you know, Netflix is filled with so much stand-up comedy. So if you need a laughter, a dose of something to just kind of smile you up and cheer you up, everybody is doing a comedy special on Netflix. So the question is, who do you like as your favorite comedian? And then check him out on Netflix, because everybody has a show on Netflix, every comedian. So it's inundated with a lot of that. But Netflix has some really, really great movies and TVs. Sometimes, like I said, it's too many to choose from. But if I have to choose, I choose. So I choose these shows because I thought they were great and they held my attention. They have great storylines. And sometimes some of them have messages in them, you know, movies will do that. But I like movies and true stories like The Irishman. That's a true story. So if you don't know nostalgia, it's a great way to catch up on some history. If you want to know. So, what I'm going to watch next on Netflix, I don't know. But by the time I talk to you next time, I would have known what I'm watching the next time, and I'll recommend it to you. Probably coming up would be Handmaid's Tale. But no, that's on Hulu, excuse me. We're talking Netflix. Next time, I'm going to be talking some Hulu on this podcast. But I'm going to be watching something. I don't know if you watch a lot of the holidays. You know, the holidays is past. So I watched some of the holiday movies, and I watched a few on Netflix, and they were pretty good. Some were the typical Hallmark movies, and those can be boring at times, so I didn't want to watch too much of those. I kind of passed on those movies, and I watched some of the other ones and some of the traditional ones. And but anyway, so that's what's streaming on Netflix. Altamar and the great movie by great actors, The Irishman. And there was one that I didn't see. Dolly Parton has a show on Netflix, and it tells a little bit about her story. So if you want to know more about Dolly Parton, she has a Netflix special too. Matter of fact, she also has a podcast. So you might want to check that out. But next time, and until next time, on the Streaming Wars, we're going to be streaming Hulu. And what's going to be on? What am I going to talk? Oh, Handmaid's Tale. I'm going to talk about Handmaid's Tale. If you haven't seen that show yet, that's a show to watch. So, as a matter of fact, their new season is going to be coming up sometime in the next couple of months. So, I'm going to kind of get you ready for that. So, by the time that season comes around, you would have already watched season 1, 2, I believe, in 3, because I think they're on the 4th season now. So, tune in next time for some more of the Streaming Wars on this podcast. And thanks for streaming in. And until next time, have a great week, a great month, great year, and thank you for listening.